The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, it's Professor Kendra Evans.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. A little bit hoarse.
Yes, you are a little hoarse.
Not a pony.
I know. There's a joke there, but I messed it up. You are a little horse.
Full on equine.
It's okay. Things will get better. It will get better. Have you been doing like soothing saltwater saline gargles at night or what?
Cough drops. Oh. I had some honey recommended. Okay. Tried that out a little bit. Tea. Small bit of vodka.
Oh, that'll do the trick.
Or a bloody spicy Mary.
Well, this is the weekend. I have a race tomorrow. I don't know how running's going to go.
No.
Ooh, that's going to be a little rough, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I totally agree.
I suggest taking a bunch
of tortillas. It's a short race.
And smearing them with peanut butter and honey. That should take care of business.
I'm going to try it out tomorrow after the
don't
race.
Eat them. Just do what I said. Professor Hill Vasquez is terribly confused. Professor Dave Chow is not confused, he's just ill.
Yes, I'm horribly hoarse at the moment, but
I'm
it's okay.
Sorry to hear that.
It could be worse.
End of the semester, right?
Tell me about it.
Well, that's just the way it works.
Notice. I'll get them through.
And you guys have one more week than we do, because we have exams next
week. We have one more week of classes, then one more week of reviews, and one more week of setting up the student show.
Oh, wow, you really are. You got a ways to go here.
We got a ways to go.
All we do is blow stuff up on Friday.
Yep. Well, I do that too, but it's not permitted, so.
Yeah, exactly. Professor Prasad Venugopal is here with us.
Every time I hear the chimes of this show, It reminds me of the following. No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have believed that we were being scrutinized like someone with a microscope scrutinizes creatures who swarm and multiply in a drop of water. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours, watch this. I missed the last bit.
I'm impressed.
Slowly and surely.
Don't call me Shirley.
Plans against us. Where's it from?
It's War of the Worlds.
Absolutely.
Orson Welles.
And I have memorized that, except I messed it up right now.
I said, is it Carl Sagan? And we get to the end part. Wow. And they're watching us. Oh, I love it.
There is a 2-CD set, and it came out in 1978, by Jeff Wayne and his orchestra, which actually puts the whole story, has Richard Burton narrating the story, and puts it to music, and you get the whole thing. And so Richard Burton starts with, no one would have believed. You know his deep voice. It's just the best.
Very cool. The best. Very cool. By the way, I said Orson Welles, and people will call in, even though this isn't a call-in show. I meant H.G. Wells, but there is a crossover.
Well, Orson Welles did the radio.
He did the radio show, yeah.
Professor. All that from two bells.
It's actually because in that double 2-CD set, you get the chimes.
Right.
Okay.
So another guest panelist, another time as guest panelist, Professor Mark Benvenuto was here today with us.
What did you prepare for us today, Mark?
I was going to say, I had to follow that. I'd say after two bells, all I got was a train's coming in. That's it. Sorry.
Rub-a-dub-dub. Thanks for the grub.
That's it.
That's all right. That's okay. Professor Heather Hill Vasquez is here with us today. How are you?
I'm not as confused as you think I am.
Oh, I just because of...
No, but anyway, we would like to dedicate the show in honor of...
Prince. Yes. Heard about his untimely passing. 2016 has not been kind to the pool of celebrities this year.
Alan Rickman, David Bowie. Mm-hmm.
And China got the, as a guy on the radio said this morning, the Farrah Fawcett treatment, because nobody remembers that Farrah Fawcett passed away about 2 hours before Michael Jackson.
And also, Percy Sledge just bought it, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way.
But I don't know, but it's getting pretty lethal research just being alive around here.
I don't want to be around you guys. This is getting scary.
Yeah, this is crazy. Professor Stephanie Conant, is your earliest memory of Prince?
Oh, geez. Probably the... the Kiss videos, whatever song it is. On MTV. Because I remember I wasn't allowed to watch it, and we watched it anyway. The bathtub.
My favorite thing that surfaced in the last 24 hours is a classic 20-second clip of something MTV, and Kim Kardashian is on stage presenting something. He comes on stage and goes, get out of here. And everybody's like, yeah.
As it should be.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Just like us. Pretty cool. This is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you win one of our prizes.
I'm still not seeing the conflict here.
Not at all. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter, or find us on Facebook. Cannot let this go. When last we had our super friends together, we were doing some questions from Laura Benson of Missoula, Montana. They were all over the map, and they were rather fun. Who played Lamont Sanford on the TV show Sanford and Son?
Red Skelton?
No. Damond Johnson Smith something.
Damond Wilson.
Wilson.
Yeah, very well done. Dave is our ringer for classic TV, so well, very well done.
I just thought it was funny because after he left that show, he became a preacher. That's all.
Oh, really?
And I, you know, here's our preacher to bond.
Didn't MC Hammer do that too?
I think he
became a Baptist preacher or something.
Yeah, probably. He did.
I think you're right.
I don't see why not.
You know, rap star, Baptist.
It's all natural. Right? Natural progression.
It's a preaching thing.
I don't know. Was he a rap star?
I don't know what he was.
MC Hammer?
He was kind of a crossover.
Yeah.
The pants enabled him superpowers.
Although Prince wrote one of his songs.
He was on the time of Vanilla Ice, therefore. You know.
Oh my!
Yeah.
The black or
Prince
white hole that we
pray,
just throw
right?
memories into and don't want to think about.
Anyway,
Percy Sledge, any updates?
No, I couldn't find
still
anything.
Dead.
Oh, okay, maybe.
Let me, you know what? Okay, I went about it like I just went to CNN.com. I didn't see it.
All right,
it could be
so
wrong.
Let me do a more targeted search.
We have a set of questions here written by panelist expatriate Greg Sumner. Who reminds us that he has recently written a book, Detroit in World War II. Five quick questions about Detroit and World War II.
Mm-hmm.
FDR, well, not necessarily about Detroit. Forget that I said that. FDR had three vice presidents. Can you name them? And if you get them in order, you get a bonus point. We don't keep track of points.
How about Harry Truman as the last one?
Harry Truman was the last one. That's right.
There, I got the easy one for you guys.
Okay.
Two other vice presidents for FDR's four terms.
Oh, wasn't one of them named, was it Bryant or something like that?
Was it like a Calhoun or nothing like that?
No, Calhoun.
I don't know. It sounds
we're just kind of guessing names at this point.
Smith.
Wilson Johnson.
Jones.
How about we say the second one was Henry Wallace.
That's it.
Okay,
Wallace,
we'll say that.
Wallace was the one that got that spent his entire career apologizing for being bamboozled in the Soviet Union.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They took him to the gulag and made him think it was a nice place. And he believed him.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
His first vice president, however, was John Nance Garner.
Oh, sure.
Very well-known John Nance Garner. As president-elect in December 1932, FDIR, oh my gosh, I nearly said FTR. survived an assassination attempt in Miami. Another politician sitting next to him was not so lucky. Who was that? This is bananas that this happened in Miami, because this person was mayor of another major American city.
Think Chicago.
The
it was the mayor of
this.
Chicago. Do you remember the name?
LaGuardia?
No.
He was in New York.
Must have been a daily.
Yeah.
It's got to be a
the
daily,
other
right?
airport.
No, it was Mayor Cermak of Chicago. Oh, okay. Unfortunately, took the bullet for FDR in Miami.
Wow,
with the
rope
down there in the observatory.
And who shot the rope?
Doesn't say. Does not say. President Roosevelt had a Scotty dog referred to in one of his most famous species. Dang it. It's the end of the term.
There we go.
What was the name of the dog?
Skip, Fido, Spot, Rover, one of those.
Scampy.
Oh, like Darwin. Ranger, Scout.
If Jim Tubbs were here and we had questions about Christmas carols and I said Deck the Halls, you would remember that the dog's name was... Not Holly.
Bows.
What was that?
Tra la 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 la.
Fala was the name.
Oh, Fala.
That was the best.
Why are we able to get his clues?
Obvious.
I can't ever get his clues.
Oh my gosh.
You must be on the same wavelength.
I share the same
drink,
spinal column.
I live
with
the man. Yeah, you all drink the same water over there.
That's right.
Chemistry.
Is
there
stuff?
Oh my.
Yep.
FDR was known for his favorite hobby, and millions of kids decided to be just like the president and follow his example. What was his hobby?
Swimming?
Swimming.
It was not.
Hey, why are you swimming all the time?
That's great. It wasn't what's listed here.
Doing crossword puzzles.
No.
Railroads.
Archery.
Painting.
Knitting.
Stamp collecting.
Professor Benvenuto, yes, it was stamp collecting. He was a numismatist, often confused.
Right.
He was a philatelist. Nice. Last question. With the approach of the 1936 election, FDR was worried about a challenger from Louisiana.
Dun, dun, dun.
The threat ended when the man was assassinated.
Huey Long.
It was Huey Long, yeah,
yeah.
Wow. Exactly.
We know our Louisiana history.
Woo! Yeah, man. When it's Cajun funk, we're all over this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why did you know that? Why did you
Huey
know
Long
that?
Was big and famous.
Yeah. It was big, period.
Did you watch that Ken Burns?
And was played by John Goodman.
Roosevelt? Anybody?
And some of the people.
But the Civil War one.
Wait, isn't that bridge named after him?
Which one? The MacArthur Bridge? What?
The Long Bridge?
The Huey P. Long Bridge.
Oh, is it?
Between Kenner
which
and...
Which is that? Well, there's a short one, so that's the Long Bridge. Yeah, no, yeah.
It's, I think it's more
right. name than that.
It's either the parkway that goes right. with the bridge or the bridge mm-hmm. itself is the Huey P.
Right.
Long Bridge.
Right.
It's a long bridge.
It's a long bridge. It beats some records.
Just
somewhere.
Stop.
What's better than Jermaine?
He lead the
That's
Jackson
for a
family
previous
out of
show.
This.
No, Jermaine Jackson is our new assistant coach.
It's better than another assistant shouting coach. Out Australia before the question was even complete.
Yeah, but it was right.
Didn't
it
do
was
that.
Pretty much right.
Dear Ask the Professor Radio people.
That would be us.
For karma's sake, I feel as though I need to send in some questions. Every week I'm thoroughly entertained by your show, but rather than just take it for granted, I felt the need to submit the following 10.
Nice.
Thank you so much for being on the air and entertaining the masses. We'll take your word for it. Keep up the great work. Amber Hubley of San Diego.
Yay,
a very
Diego.
Thankful listener. What is the name of the company that makes Kleenex?
P&G. Procter & Gamble.
It isn't Procter & Gamble. It's the same that makes the very special wipes that we have in our labs.
Kimberly-Clark.
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 Oh,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kimberly-Clark.
Wait, you mean they got the trade name Kleenex?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those
I think
are
so.
Good paper products.
They're very good paper products. What can we say?
I should have said Dunder Mifflin, but...
Whose nickname?
Oh, no, it's food.
Whose nickname was the Master of Suspense?
Hitchcock.
Alfred Hitchcock.
That was easy.
And Alfred Einstein.
What?
Together again.
You don't know what that was, but...
Remember when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Right, yeah, that's it.
In what city was Robinson Crusoe born?
Oh, how about London? Paris.
Robinson Crusoe.
He got himself, you know, shipwrecked in the middle of nowhere.
Liverpool,
he must have been British. Right?
Yeah.
He's got to be.
He definitely was British.
English. He was British, but Robinson.
What city?
So start racking them off. Glasgow, Sussex. Aberdeen, York.
Birmingham.
Mr. Conan says Sussex.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Incorrect, but great guess.
Birmingham.
A very famous city in the United States named after this city.
York.
York was the correct response.
Wow.
I got to say, Amber, we're only three questions into this. Man, you've got an eclectic repertoire. This is impressive.
Sometimes the random button on Wikipedia comes in handy.
So it's coming awfully handy.
Our crack research team has done the research.
Yes.
Percy Sledge.
It's about Percy Sledge.
A year ago.
Yes, oh, okay. Not last week, but last year.
Yes.
Okay. April 14th, 2015.
Last year,
we're still very sad.
Yes. You have made me waste
I'm
tears.
Sorry. If you want, we can recollect them and
look at the man. He's dehydrated.
Yeah, Dave is not feeling well, so give him a break there, Prasad.
Now, I want that little amphora that Peter Ustinov had in Covadis, where he squeezed
was it like Henry Ford? No, Thomas Edison's last breath, 2 hour at it?
I mean, oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's still in there, but
or
anyway.
Ted Williams' head.
Oh, gosh.
Creepy.
This is an interestingly phrased question. What's the only Semitic language that's present in the European Union? I don't even know how to describe that.
What?
Romani?
Semitic language.
No, it's not. It's not Romansh.
Ooh, that's impressive. That one got the collector
wow,
stare.
Wow, it stunned all of us.
What is the only Semitic language present in the European Union?
Greek?
Yeah, I was going to a Greek. No,
well, I know we have multiple professors of this heritage at UDM, so maybe if I say it, you'll figure it out very quickly. I'm thinking
Irish?
Of, not Irish,
Yiddish,
there's a
right?
Jesuit in the religious studies department who's very well known for his study of the occult.
Saliba.
It's John Saliba.
He is from
Nancy
Maltese.
Oh, yeah, it's Maltese. Ooh. And who? Nancy from social work.
That
from
quite
sociology.
Kalea.
Yes. There we go.
Maltese doesn't quite count.
You mean
Semitic.
Addiction.
They just had no place else.
You mean
to play.
Counseling and addiction studies?
Sorry, counseling.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And while I go back and check my department affiliations, we'll take a break.
I don't want to just read the book. I want to write the book.
I don't want to just work for the company. I want to own the company.
I don't want to just live in the building. I want to design the building.
To some, those might sound like rather lofty goals, maybe a little out of reach.
I don't want to drive a sports car. Well, I do. I want to engineer one.
At University of Detroit Mercy, those are the people we want. the big thinkers, the dreamers, because those are the people who make things happen. Great things for themselves and others. And if you're one of them, either just out of high school or ready to transfer, UDM will make it happen for you. Call 1-800-635-5020 today or apply online at www.udmercy.edu. It's not too late.
I don't want to just hope for the cure. I want to discover the cure.
University of Detroit Mercy. We want great things for you.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I was in a Harmony House yesterday buying a CD, and the clerk, when they took my credit card, asked if I were the guy from Ask the Professor.
Really? Did he give you a discount or a freebie? Or?
But he asked a lot about George.
Were you in Livonia?
No, I wasn't in Livonia.
Mr. Magnet.
Yeah. Our next set of questions comes from Catherine. Now, this is Ledesma. Is it Leedsma or Ledesma?
Is I don't it know. From Grand Rapids?
No, from Crowley, Texas. So,
wow.
I don't know how it's pronounced. I probably mangled it. Anyway. I have finally mustered up the courage and the questions to send to your program.
Good.
I've listened to you for many years and lost you when KHJ changed to K-Earth in Los Angeles. By the time I caught up with you again, Professors George and Sarah had become chairs.
And the rest of us are end tables.
Poor babies.
It's a function of age.
In 1995, I moved from Orange, California to Crowley, Texas. Thank goodness KRRW 97.9 FM has enough class to carry you all.
Hey.
You have helped this 50-year-old blind woman through a difficult adjustment period. Every Sunday night, I hop into bed, put on my earphones, and at midnight, giggle silently under the sheets.
Just don't get caught.
From the neighbors.
Time to get to work. I have chosen some questions on sports, to which I know all or some of you will know the answer.
Oh, so
this is our word. Yeah,
since I can't tell the difference between an autograph and a photograph, it doesn't matter to me how many you get right or wrong.
We'll dig up a keychain.
We'll do something.
We'll find something.
God, we'll come and move your furniture.
I just wanted a chance to star on your show. If my answers are wrong, blame Reader's Digest.
We'll send you a couple of
chairs. You come to Detroit, we'll put you on the
show.
How
nice that somebody actually cares about
it. That's wonderful.
And we're back with some questions from Amber Hubley of San Diego, California. A few more to go here, although we're doing quite well, despite my gaffes. Aside from the wolf, what other creatures help raise Romulus and Remus?
Crows?
They were birds, but they weren't crows.
Raven?
Storks.
Raven?
Nope.
Vultures.
Storks would make sense. Nope.
Oh, eagles.
Nope.
What?
It's kind of something noble.
Romans were big
no, it
eagles.
Isn't. It's actually a goofy kind of bird.
What, ducks?
Pelican?
Parrots? Parakeets.
Think goofier.
Dodo?
Yeah.
That's right.
Get
now
there.
Extinct dodo?
Duck-billed platypus.
That is not a bird.
It is if you strap wings to it.
Goofy. That's right. A goofy bird?
Goofy bird.
What's I'm a thinking bird? A goofy bird. I used to watch what's cartoons about bird? This goofy bird.
A woodpecker?
It was a woodpecker.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Roman woodpeckers?
Sure?
That's what it says.
You know, I'm going home tonight, and I'm going to ask the woodpecker that hangs out in this tree near my house if there really are Roman woodpecker.
My great-great-grandfather.
Sucker wakes me up all the time.
And you know what they'll say in return?
That just hit me in the head.
Tip.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it.
I'm here to eat bugs.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the victim in the North American board game Clue?
No, Colonel Mustard, usually.
No.
The victim is Dr. Body. It's Mr. Body.
It's Mr. Body.
Mr. Body.
His name.
Okay,
in the UK version,
wow,
which, by the way, is called Cluedo, which
correct.
I think is interesting. It
also
is,
in India.
Yes, yeah. It's Dr. Black is who it is.
Oh.
Interesting.
Following along with the color scheme of all the characters.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was an Indian invention, the Cluedo name.
Oh.
Now you're telling me it's British.
I think it's reverse. It's
okay.
Actually
yeah.
British.
They beat you to it, that's all.
Language.
Got 7 seconds away on it.
On what river would one find the Davis Dam?
The Davis Dam?
Davis.
It's got to be a southern river.
Go with the Columbia.
Nope. It's in the United States.
Mississippi. Yeah.
No, probably
the Allegheny
Colorado.
River.
Colorado.
It's the Colorado.
Okay. Yeah.
There's 16 dams on the Colorado River. One of them's got to be the Davis.
16?
Wow.
I think it's 16.
Wow. That is a big old
river. None of the water makes it down there.
It's an obscure piece of information to have stored in your head.
And yet it's up there. There's a couple neurons shooting it back and forth.
Yep.
Who is the patron saint of hunters?
St. Elmer Fudd.
There is no way I can lead you to the
Saint. Where's Jim
name.
When we need him? He would know this.
Saint Albert the Great.
It starts Saint with
an Sebastian.
H.
Herbert.
Saint Hugo.
Herbert is close by phonetics.
Herman.
Saint Hieronymus.
Hubert.
It's Saint Hubert.
Oh, Hubert.
Hubert. Saint oh, we would have got right. to that.
I was
no
on
time.
Hubert. I was almost
you were
there.
Really close.
That's we a were nickname. All it's
actually
a nickname.
At that moment we were all praying to Saint Rita, the patron saint of lost causes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was mm-hmm.
And Saint Jude as well, right? Mm-hmm. Well, who do we find out? I mean, this is actually very well known to the people who know it, but there is a patron saint of fires and explosions. Didn't we find this
out? St. Barbara.
St. Barbara, mm-hmm. Yes, that's right, because it's invoked
by firefighters.
She's
also the patron saint of artillerymen.
And unexpected accidents.
Oh.
Well, how many expected
Wait a minute.
Accidents
yeah,
do you pray to somebody about?
So how
no,
long?
No, does this have to do with childbirth or what? I mean,
I don't know. Uh-oh. How long do we get like a patron saint of like just Twitter or Snapchat? You know what I mean? Not just social media in general.
Well, that would
but
be like a saint we already have for like communication. Saint.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. There is a patron saint of the internet. There is a patron saint. I don't remember who it is.
Wow, we're going to find
that. Wow.
Somebody got assigned. You know, see them all up there in heaven.
I got the internet.
I got the internet. Oh, man.
That's an important job.
Somebody's got to.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it. In the Alfred Hitchcock thriller, The Trouble with Harry, what was the trouble with Harry?
He was dead.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He was dead.
That's pretty troubling.
Not even a blink or a breath. Prasad just pulls that one out.
Are you a Hitchcock fan, Prasad?
Oh, love Hitchcock.
I'm a huge Hitchcock
love
fan.
Love Hitchcock.
I'm so glad.
Grew up reading a set of books. Probably came out of Britain, but I don't know if you'd think it was American. Alfred Hitchcock and the Three Investigators. Anyone
oh,
read
yeah.
This?
Yeah. It's sort of like Hardy cool. Boys. And
yeah. But Alfred Hitchcock and Three Investigators.
What's
and
your then, favorite? Sorry to interrupt, but what's your favorite?
In Alfred Hitchcock and Three Investigators?
No, of the film.
Movie.
Oh, say Psycho. That's the one everybody knows, you, right? It's Psycho.
What about Rope? That's a really
I loved Rope. I absolutely loved Rope. And I enjoyed it like the fourth or the fifth time I watched it, more than I did like the earlier times. But Psycho still, is, I mean, in terms of just pulling the audience through half a movie and then telling them what you just watched meant nothing. Psycho was just too good. But I know, my favorite really is Birds. Ultimately,
really?
It's Birds.
Yeah, that's the only one where I'm just sort of like scratching my head a lot. Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
It's creepy.
I love it. It's just
Rear Window is
my
Grace
number
Kelly
two movie of
saucy,
all time.
Get out.
I just
it.
And Grace Kelly's clothing.
Grace Kelly. Oh. Wow, is so, all I have to say.
Yeah, you and Mark, my husband, should get together and just watch that.
Oh my gosh, that movie.
Yep. Both that one and Marnie were both about.
Yeah.
Emaciated, weak men.
Right.
Yeah. And the strong women around, except that in Marnie, the woman had some serious problems. But,
that's the point.
Yeah.
I remember being very young, and you know when videos start getting rented in the library, and my mom gets this movie, and she essentially makes us watch it, but I'm the only one who pays attention, is the oldest. And Grace Kelly comes on the screen, and she like whispers to me, "You know, she's a princess." And I'm like, "What is this like a cartoon too in the later parts of the movie or something?" But she actually was. Last one from Amber. This was great. Who was the $6 million man's boss?
Oscar Goldman.
Yes, exactly.
Richard Anderson.
Wow. Nicely done.
Very well done.
Unbelievable.
Since we were talking about movies, which movie ends with the sentence, "The son of Sliver stole my watch"?
That's also a play.
Yes, you're right.
Oh. Usual Suspects?
Nope.
No, it's about newspapermen.
It's about newspapermen. That's right.
I don't know.
As soon as you say it, it'll be one of those, it's on the tip of my tongue.
It sounds familiar, but I can't name it.
The Front Page.
Yeah, that's it.
I've never seen that. Never seen it.
I think I did have to learn about that in theater appreciation.
Alas, I don't have the liberal arts background that had a theater appreciation
But you have a liberal arts background. BMI, well rounded.
Trust me, they didn't have a theater appreciation.
I was at a large state school. Yeah.
I guess what we got here. Dear profs, greetings from Pacific Northwest. Once again, I've compiled some questions all across the board to challenge the profs, which also would be my strategy of playing Jeopardy should I ever get on the show. As in the past, I'm confident the professors can meet a stern 90% passing criteria.
Oh, my.
Not even going to get a chance to get to them. Don't worry, Beverly. We'll get to your questions on our next show. Just don't know when we're going to record it. Professor Hill Vasquez.
Adios.
Professor Benvenuto.
So long, folks.
Professor Benvenuto. I'm taking it.
So long, folks, again.
Oh, dear.
Missing the news of Paul.
Hello, folks. Oh, sorry.
So long, Benvenuto.
Professor Chow.
And I'm the one that's sick?
And Professor Evans.
Toodaloo.
I nearly said FDIR. And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I'm your host, Edmund DeWitt, and today we've got them all. The whole panel is right here today.
Should we hold hands? They won't do it.
Like a magic circle.
Is that some kind of Unitarian ritual? You know, my in-laws always do this at Christmas and stuff. You know, they do that.
They eat dinner holding hands.
Yeah, we used to.
It's fun.
Okay. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Well, it's less of a pleasure than it sometimes is. They won't touch me.
Can't take a
Oh, you wanted to hold hands, George.
Oh.
George, put your pants back on. We will.
And on George's right, the assistant dean of the College of Liberal Arts, Kathy Bush. Schaefer.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'd like to hold hands with Kathy anytime.
But you'd have to do it over George. Wow, that's intriguing.
All right.
And on Kathy's right from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Well, hi, Edwin.
Hi, Sarah. Sarah's right from the Department of English, Professor Claire Schumann-Hank Crabtree.
What?
All you got to do is say cheers, Edmund.
No, I'm going to sulk until I find out what that means. Cheers.
Madam Schumann-Hank was a very famous contralto.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, who toured the entire Western world in the 20th century, giving farewell concerts for about 35 years.
Well, my forebear, Lotta Crabtree, as people in California might know, made millions of dollars singing.
Ooh, wow.
Operetta style, music hall style stuff around the turn of the century. Oh, earlier than the turn of the century. Lotta.
Neat. Lotta. Yes. It was her house that they were going through last week with all those questions. The antiques and the jewels.
She left it to veterans and horses.
Good for her.
Okay. Well.
That's what they said.
No, Schumann-Hank. I should also.
Author and screenwriter.
State Supreme Court Justice.
Check out the resumes of some pretty big wheels.
Chairman and CEO.
Police Chief.
And you'll find they have one thing in common.
University of Detroit Mercy.
UDM.
UDM.
University of Detroit Mercy.
An alumni list as impressive and diverse as the school itself. University of Detroit Mercy continues a tradition of excellence in education. To learn more about UDM's academic and financial aid programs, call 1-800-635-5020 or visit online at www.udmercy.edu. University of Detroit Mercy.
Chief Financial Officer.
We turn out big wheels.
Graduate, UDM.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed today by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until our next show, I'm your host, Matt Mile.